Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I do enjoy Edinburgh, but any more than the festival I'm talking about. Look, the city itself is wonderful, but any more than sort of 3 days in the festival, I am shattered by it, man. It is exhausting, and it is relentless, and it's tiring. But well done, good luck, Sarah. Catherine and I will be in Edinburgh, but after the festival, Saturday, September the 1st, we are in Edinburgh at the Stand Comedy Club, afternoon show, 4:30. And Sunday, the 2nd of September, we're at the Stand in Glasgow. 1st of September, we're in Edinburgh. Sunday, the 2nd of September, we're in Glasgow. If you want tickets, ianlee.com/event. ianlee.com/event. Is the place to go. Phone lines are open, dear listener. 03444991000. We're completing our list of... you remember me and Catherine when we were in Manchester? We saw the whiteboard written by the religious nutjob. And I'm not saying all religious people are nutjobs. This guy was. List of people that he said were going to go to hell. I thought it sounded like a good party. We're trying to fill it. So far... we have Andy is a homosexual. These are callers that claim these titles. Rory is the drunkard. Matt is the glutton. Ellie is wickedness. Brian was the thief, but Ian stole it from him. Badcock is the fornicator. Mags is the backbiter. Sean is covetous. And Pablo is the innocent bloodshed. It's a weird list. We've still got boasters, strife, sowing of discords, false witness, disobedient to parents, anger, extortioners, haters of God. So we still got those slots are up for grabs if you want them. I can't speak. I tell you why I can't speak, right? Because it's been so stressful recently. Should be stressful. You've got loads of money and you've got children, someone said on Twitter. You've got no right to be stressed. I never forget once, right? I tweeted, this was years ago, oh man, I'm so tired, right? It's this thing you say, oh man, I'm so tired. And someone replied, and it became a bit of a thing for a while with me. How can you be tired? You don't work as hard as a doctor. Now those guys are tired. What? You're allowed to be physically tired even if you're not a doctor. Even if you are not a doctor. I'm back off Twitter again now. Had a couple of days on there, and I'm back off, and it feels so good, man. It feels so good, but so it has been stressful with this divorce, and with the house, the farm that I'm buying. More on that in a bit. Let's just say my key ring is a little bit heavier today, yes, man. But it means I've got the biggest mouth ulcer on my tongue ever. Normally you can't really see these things, but I was driving home last night and I kept sticking my tongue out and looking in the rearview mirror, the RVM, as I'm going to be calling it from now on, just to save time. And it was huge, man. It was just like there flapping against my tongue. So I need to get some Bonjela. Can we get this show sponsored by Bonjela? I think that's the way forward. Just trying to negotiate a deal, Catherine, to get the show sponsored by Bonjela.
Oh, no.
Germaloids, that's for your bumhole. Wowzers. My bumhole is in fine. Sorry? It's in fine form. Isn't Sarah Barron delightful?
Yes.
Yeah. Can we have her as our friend?
I like her very much. I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
She's the sort of person who makes the whole room sort of bubble.
Yeah, she does. The room was very, very bubbly.
Liked it.
Very bubbly. So we're still trying to find... I've just read out the list of people that we're still trying to find for the register. Don't pick it. It'll never heal. And we'll see where we get with that. It's always weird going into the show after we've had a guest because... You kind of you have the guest 40 minutes or whatever and it's bubbly and then you kind of just it's like someone slammed the brakes on and there's no call.
We need to fizz it up again.
I think, well, no, I don't think that. I think that's an old thing. I tell you what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to try it tomorrow. We're going to do the whole show, no phone calls, Skype calls only. What was the Skype? I can't remember the login. It was Late Night Alternative was the Skype. But I can't remember the login because I tried to log into it at the weekend.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't find it. I don't know what email it's associated. I'll find it. But tomorrow night, no phone calls. It could be a disaster. We may completely, you know, we get loads of kids phoning up saying the N-word and stuff. But we won't take phone calls. We will take Skype calls only. And just see how that goes. That might get us a few different callers, a few different voices. It might create a different vibe. It will certainly sound different to you, dear listener, because some of the quality on those Skype calls are pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So we will see. But in the meantime, you can call in tonight, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Have we got the papers?
I brought them into the antechamber.
Well, bring them into the pro chamber. Let's have those guys because the front page of the Mirror, the front page of the Mirror. It's natural. We all do it. The front page of the Mirror is the biggest... Tell Kath she might not want to come in for a few minutes.
Not again.
Yes, mate. This time it was audible. The front page of the Mirror... Don't... What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't just...
I'm trying to find the front page of the Mirror.
Don't throw them at me. Oh, you're such a tit. Sorry, that was the real me that came out. That wasn't... Idiot.
It wasn't the real you that came out. It was gas.
That was, don't throw them. Just, I only want the Mirror for now.
Please don't be antisocial in there. Like a butcher's curtain it is walking back.
You can talk. Don't. So the front page of the Mirror. Have you seen it? Fortnite, the game, made me a suicidal drug addict.
Oh.
Dad saves his son, 17, from death plunge after he gets hooked on online craze. No. Let's read the story. I think it's more likely after he got hooked on amphetamines. But let's see. Let's see. A boy's obsession with video game Fortnite ruined his life and drove him to a suicide bid. His dad had to physically stop him from jumping to his death. Carl Thompson, 17, from Preston, said, Fortnite made me a suicidal, thieving, lying drug addict. Did the video game make him a thieving, lying drug addict, or did the drugs exacerbate an addiction that was living within him? Well, let's do that in a second, because I thought this guy was dead. Ladies and gentlemen, we've not heard from him for ages. It's Barry from Watford.
Hi,
here comes Barry from Watford. He's a very, very, very old man. He is old, his act is old, and he's as funny as Spam.
Oh, here comes Ian Lee. He's a tall streak of wee-wee. We thought he'd gone. He went into the jungle. Blimey, what a bungle that was.
Here comes Barry. You might remember him. He used to call me years ago. Then he teamed up with a famous nut job, Noel Edmonds, on his shitty show.
You know very well that cheap, cheap, cheap was good. No, listen. Stand the savaging of a load of people who don't do no good. You know, cheap, cheap, cheap would be flying now if it wasn't for some of those horrible reviewers. I could mention one or two cows.
I like Deal or No Deal. It was a very straightforward format. Noel Edmonds stood there, got people to open boxes. I like that. But I watched Cheap, Cheap, Cheap. It should have been called Shit, Shit, Shit. You were dressed up in a brown caretaker's coat and didn't do anything funny.
You know very well that I was pretty funny.
I don't.
It had all the elements of variety, plus you won money.
But the money you won was pony. No. The games were a load of jabronis. Edmund was smug, you had a tug, and that was cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, people won lots of money.
Did they?
Ironic you're talking about money.
Oh.
You went into the bush, you didn't do much, and you came back with 125 grand. What a money for old Rutto. That was you. You are a Jutto. Swinging from a rope with a harness on, bawling your eyes out. Give it a rest, son. Every night I have to watch you hiding behind a cushion. I go and get Margaret to turn it off. Occasionally I had to push her.
I used to like the Steve Wright Show.
Yes.
Back in 1986. He's not been relevant for 30 years, but you went on there. And I know you got 45 quid for every performance that you did. There were no jokes, there were no laughs, and yet you did it. I nearly said something libelous.
Can I just remind you...
Please?
The Steve Wright Show is... And you can't argue. It's the most listened to radio show in West...
Are you sure that that is true?
That's true.
Figures don't quite add up. Chris Evans gets a load more than Steve Wright's load of old tosh.
You know, I'm very funny.
Really?
All right, I didn't earn very much money.
Well done.
I didn't phone you to talk a load of poo. I'm talking about my show in Edinburgh before I get cut off.
All right, we'll come back to you after the news, Barry. I think you've earned that. Someone says on YouTube, it's like a really crap rap battle. Well, I'm Barry from Watford. After the news, and you, Andrew, as well. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nutjob, but not that kind of nutjob.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Come on, man. What a song. Yes, man. Oh, 0344-499-1000, the late night alternative. My name's Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Big day in my world. I finally got the keys to my new home, which is a farm, a working farm. And I went, and I'm not staying there tonight, but I packed all the crap. I posted a picture of my flat and one of the rooms, the bedroom. The master bedroom in the East Wing, master bedroom of the new property.
I'm a bit worried about it.
Go, tell me why.
You're on a farm. It I don't is. Know how they've kept it so pristine and white. You're going to have to like disrobe at the door.
No. It's a very intricate system. It's like as you come in through the front door, it's like a human car wash.
All right, airlock.
Yeah. So I went there today. Catherine came around and saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my furniture, and I'm staying back at the flat tonight, even though it's empty, because I then got to go to the house in Windsor, the marital home, and get all of my crap out of there. Get all of my crap and take the dog and the cat. I'm looking after the dog because everyone's doesn't want the dog for a bit, and I thought I'll have the dog for a bit. But the cat is coming to live with me. She's old, she's ancient, she's decrepit. No, I'm not talking about my cat. I'm talking about Barry's wife.
Here we go.
Is she still alive, Barry?
My wife?
Yes. Is she still alive? Is she still performing? Is she still giving you pleasures?
Yes, she is. She still does that ping pong act. She's wonderful.
Does she really?
Yes, she does that. It's an extraordinary sight.
I've seen it. Me and the boys saw it once.
Yeah, remember New Year's Eve you come round? And
yeah, with the Pakistani fella from the Halifax.
Yes. Oh, go and talk to me about Prakash. I said, you can watch, but you've got to stand outside the French doors. I wouldn't let him in for that.
No.
But it's an extraordinary... Listen, moving into a farm, are you sure?
I think so, yeah.
I expect you'll have a massive cock waking you up first thing in the morning, won't you, about six?
No, it's cattle, primarily, and there's no birds there.
Okay.
But my boyfriend, who has a massive penis, will be...
Lovely.
Yeah.
Can I just point out something?
Lovely.
It really is.
Lovely.
Of course, I met him. Any of your listeners, he's a very handsome chap, isn't he, your fella?
Isn't he?
Isn't he lovely? He's lovely.
So you told me that you were going to the Edinburgh Festival. Where and when, mate?
Well, we kick off on the...
Uh-huh, yeah.
The theme, and...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Festival. It's at...
Yep. Mm-hmm, right. Yep.
Are you turning me down?
Yes, I am, yes.
I know you're doing it. It's at Le Monde, 3 o'clock, and it's the 2nd to the 12th of August.
You're only doing 10 days!
It's at Le Monde Hotel, 2nd to the 12th of August, in case you burn that
You're only doing 10 days.
That's Le Monde.
Stop
Hotel.
Saying it!
Are you turning me down?
I'm not now. You're turning me on.
3 p.m.
And you're still flogging that Barry and Angelos thing, yeah? Even though people have turned their backs on it.
No, they haven't. They bloody love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a very funny show, and it's a new one called A Matter of Life and Death.
Okay, that sounds so...
ever so funny.
Is it? Is it lots of jokes about penises and bums again?
Yeah, how did you guess?
Because you've been phoning me for 15 years, you silly old sod. That's how.
There's a bum in it, a couple of
All right.
Fs.
I saw Barry.
You
said it was disappointing.
No, I said that his balls were quite a sight.
Yeah.
They're in it. There's all sorts of things. There's some funny bits, some sad bits.
Yeah.
The balls.
It's never so good. Oh. The balls.
And you're giving away 100 free tickets to the first people that call in. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, is it?
Free.
Well, I've not said to what, have I?
Okay.
Not
well, but why do you... Cause
what are your face?
All right, shut your face. All right. So I love this, yeah. Right? I texted...
Hello.
I texted Barry a month ago, well, a friend of Barry's, to see if he could come on and talk about something. And a friend of Barry said, no, I can't. I'm on holiday. So, all right,
who
okay.
Who was this charlatan? Yeah.
It was... Oh, I can't. I'm on holiday.
Is it Frank Spencer?
Yeah. So I'm on holiday. But suddenly, weeks later, he wants to sell something. He phones up.
Here he comes.
He phones up.
Bold
and
as brass.
He tries to sell his show to my audience who've got taste.
Not true. You're a little tease. You know we're great mates. Don't listen to all that stuff earlier, people. We're great pals, and I did earn more than £45.
And I did earn less than £125,000.
I don't know that.
Quite significantly less. It was about a third of that. Now,
not what you told me.
Very quickly, then, if people want to find out more about this show, I suspect they won't, but where can they go?
Please go to the Edinburgh Fringe box office. A Matter of Life and Death, Angelos and Barry.
So say it one more time, Barry.
Did you...
There's loads of good shows in Edinburgh. I don't know why you'd want to go and see that rubbish. Don't know why you'd want to.
I mean, a pensioner and a gentleman who, I mean, really has not washed since about 1985.
No.
But getting their balls out, basically, is what the show's about.
Louise!
Hello.
Hello, Louise.
Congratulations on the house.
Thank you very much. It's a farm and it's going to be hard work, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my hands dirty. I'm going to put my hands in and who knows what I'm going to pull out, but I'm going to do it. Get back to back to my roots. Yeah. Pull on my green boots, baby. I'm going back to my roots.
Your roots is a council estate in Slough. What are you talking about?
Shut your face.
You look good, Naya, the picture of the farmer.
Thank you very much indeed. What can we do for you this evening, Louise, on this holiest of holy nights?
Well, I've been ringing up to give you reduction updates and what have you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm actually going through a reduction at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
It's not pleasant.
No.
But you've been talking last night about the board that you've got with all the things on it.
Yes.
And it's just made me think that, sadly, I can claim two of them.
Well, you're only allowed one. Don't be greedy, you sinner. Which one are you claiming?
Okay, I'll let you guys choose.
Yeah.
There's liars and deceit.
Well,
I suppose maybe deceit because
I was being
deceitful with... Yeah. Deceitful with the doctor, deceitful with those around me. Lying to the doctor and lying to those around me.
Yep. Lying to a doctor. They should have that as a specific on the board, lying to doctors. You're on there as deceitful. So, you've just reminded me of something. Right, this ends here. Louise is supposed to be the third person to get the logbook.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today as I drove in.
How do we get
Gerard?
Do we get Gerard's phone number off of this thing? We're phoning him up now. He's had that for about 3 weeks.
I know.
Absolute disgrace of a human being.
I mean, what can he be doing with it?
No, we're getting it back now. Sam is rifling through his Rolodex. He's a Rolodex, of course not. He's got a file of facts. And he's going to get Gerard's phone number. We're going to call that chancer up and we are going to get, unless you're listening, Gerard, in which case, if you want to dodge the bullet, phone us up now. You've had it for about 3 weeks, man. I bet he's used the pages as skins. But it's used them as skins or lavy paper.
Where's my book, Gerard? Where's my book?
Thank you for my book as well, Ian.
The what?
Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, the Matt Hay book, of course. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, pleasure. Oh, it's a pleasure, absolute pleasure.
Really appreciate it.
So hang on a minute. He's calling Gerard. Right, whack him straight through. As soon as it starts ringing, Sam, don't even talk to him. Put him through on line number two. Here we go.
I bet his name's not even
Don't
really
speak to anybody.
Hang on. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Gerard. It's Ian Lee. You're live on Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Gerard. It's Ian Lee. You're live on Talk Radio.
Hello, Ian. Could you give me a second to do it?
Sorry? Yes. Where is my bloody book, man?
Ian, I sent it back a couple of weeks ago. That's better now. I sent it back 2 weeks ago. Have you got it back, aye?
No, we haven't got it back!
You're joking, Ian. No, I sent it back about 2 weeks ago, buddy. Definitely sent it back to you. I sent it back when O'Neill checked the diary of the dates. After I filled it on the Friday, I sent it on the Saturday morning, so you should have got it Monday. Definitely sent it back, buddy. I used the address. It was on the back of you.
This feature lasted a lot less time than I was expecting. Catherine, could you do me a favour? I know you're above this. Could you go to that mail, that rack over the post box rack and search through everything? Could you, in fact, let's get Catherine on the phone.
I sent it in a brand new in a jiffy bag.
Gerard, I believe you, brother. I feel bad for.
Did you put
stamps on it?
Yes, I put two stamps on it, buddy. Two stamps, 67 pence each, and I put it in a jiffy bag.
And did you then post it in a letterbox? That's the important part.
Yes, in the first class mail, Ian. Definitely, it was in a white jiffy bag, a brand new white jiffy bag. Slightly bigger than the book itself, like seeing, you know.
That's a $25 moleskin book. Okay, right. Gerard?
Definitely. Well, dear, Ian, I can check the post office that I used in Falkirk.
Yeah.
I can check that. I can check that tomorrow morning.
Right.
To see if it was delivered.
Go on. If you could do that at some point, that would be awesome, Gerard. Thank you, man.
Ian, I'll do that.
I love you, brother. Thank you.
I love you. Listen, I'll be going to your gig anyway, so I'll check the post office tomorrow, and what I'll do, I'll give you a phone tomorrow, Ian.
Nice one, man. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Thank you, Gerard. Right.
Thanks, Ian. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, brother. Thank you. I don't believe a word of that. I don't believe a word of that, Catherine. Do you?
No. No, I don't believe a word of it either.
Louise, do you believe him?
Mm-hmm. No, I think he's lying.
This is the show logbook, for God's sake. Right. Here's the thing, right? Catherine, where are you at the pigeonholes? Pigeon boxes?
Yeah, I'm looking.
So it's a white jiffy bag.
No. No, there's no such thing.
Right.
Also, we spoke to him after the time period he was telling us, and he said he still had it.
Have a look on the floor, because there's lots of posts gets bundled up. Have a look on the floor. Is there any chance it could be in the office somewhere? I mean, those guys downstairs are normally pretty good at handing over the thing. This is awful. Catherine, Louise, this is the worst. This was the only good idea I've had since I started working here.
It was a beautiful, fantastic idea. How dare it all go wrong?
It has all gone wrong.
I could have said something much worse, but you would have had to use the dump button.
I would have used the dump button. Catherine?
I'm looking in everyone else's pigeonholes now because ours is empty. Empty is an empty thing. And theirs is just full of, like, books about sport and then things written with crayon. I think that might be their homework. And it's just, there's nothing. There's nothing for us. I swear, it's not here. I don't believe it got sent.
Could you? I don't believe that guy either. He sounded like a habitual liar and murderer. Yeah. I sound like
a
murderer.
That's why you do it. That's why you do it, record it, delivery.
Right, right. Well, this is it. From now on, it's going to have to be recorded, delivery. I'm not even doing it again. That idea's dead in number two. $25 that book cost me. Catherine, would you mind looking in the office, but like looking underneath the desks and everything?
All right, I'll go into Pineland. I'll buy a wee cheap one.
No, shut up. Shut your face. We're not doing it with a wee cheap one. This was an expensive, soft-covered moleskin book. We're not doing it with a wee cheap one.
Don't shout. It was just an idea.
It's cancelled. Catherine, I've cancelled it.
Well, it's really not here, mate. It's really not here. I think we knew that was going to be the outcome.
Okay.
Deep breath.
Come back into the studio. I need to be held in the arms of a powerful woman.
Well, what's this?
Have you found it?
No.
Oh, I'll get stuffed.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.